Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 6, day 1 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. I want to invite you to check out all of the extra content over at 10weekbible.com. There you can find links to purchase hard copy and Kindle versions of many of the studies we've done and a host of other resources, including podcast archives. Check out 10weekbible.com today. That's the number 10weekbible.com. With that, let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Fill us with fascination and wonder at your word and at you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. With that, let's go and jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ephesians 6, starting in verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on the earth. This is a pretty straightforward thing that Paul is saying here. He's giving commandments. The first part of chapter 6 here in Ephesians is going to be Paul giving pretty straightforward instructions. That's going to be dramatically contrasted with Paul giving instructions that are very figurative at the end of this chapter, the part that most people are familiar with, the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith, all of those things. This right here, we're still in the concrete, do this, don't do that kind of phase of what Paul is saying. And then we'll get into something that I find actually very unique amongst Paul's writings is the full armor of God section. Paul seems more comfortable in all of his epistles giving this kind of concrete instruction. He does teach about some pretty deep spiritual things at times, but when he's giving instruction, when he's saying, you know, kind of do this, don't do this, he's very concrete. He's normally very clear. And here he is saying, you know, children, obey your parents. You know, if you do this thing, and he's definitely speaking to children, which I find interesting. I find interesting here that Paul is speaking to people that most definitely wouldn't have had this letter in their hands at the time, but they're reading this aloud in their church services or wherever they're meeting so that everyone can hear. And Paul is encouraging the children listening to this as it's being read, obey your parents. This is, and from a rabbinical perspective, this is a big deal, the fact that this is the first commandment that comes with a promise. It's not the first commandment in the Bible, but it's the first commandment that came with a promise. And that promise was, look, if you obey your parents, you will have long life. It will go well for you on the earth. And this is something different than a proverb. Paul is pointing this out. This is not proverbial. This is a promise that the Lord has made. I don't fully understand why sometimes that doesn't fully play out. I mean, there's a whole bunch of nuances. You can say, well, this person obeyed their parents and they got run over by a bus at the age of 20, or something like that. I don't know. I don't fully understand all of the ins and outs of how all of that works, how the Lord orchestrates his kingdom in that way. But this is not a proverb, and Paul is pointing that out. This is not, if you obey your parents, then it will go well with you. And proverbs, proverbially speaking, are mostly true most of the time. So if this was a proverb that the Lord had given, if you obey your parents, it will go well for you. Of course, there's going to be times and people where that's not the case. This is not a proverb. Paul's pointing out this is a promise. And I wanted to point out the difference between that, because a lot of times I've seen and read, you know, internet memes and things like that, where people are using proverbs, the book of Proverbs and proverbial sayings in scripture as promises of God. And there are promises of God about certain things, but most of the time proverbs are not those. They're not promises. They are just that. They're proverbs. They are good, wise sayings that are mostly true most of the time. But this right here, this is a commandment, obey your parents. Not if you do this, it would be better for you. He's saying, no, obey your parents. The Old Testament makes this very clear. Children, obey your parents. And the promise is, and it will go well with you. You'll have long life on the earth. This is a huge thing. Huge thing. It's not the only promise in Scripture that has a promise. It's not the only commandment that has a promise, but it's the first. And again, from a rabbinical perspective, those kinds of things mattered to people like Paul, people who studied this and see, well, this is the first time in the revelation of Scripture that God gave us a commandment that came with a promise. And so we need to take that to heart. Children, parents, instruct your children this. Tell them they need to obey you. Tell them that they need to follow your commandments. But just like in the last chapter, parents, we're not going to get off quite that easy. Children, if you're hearing my voice, you need to obey your parents. And God has given you a promise in response to that obedience that it will go well with you. You have long life. I really do wonder, you know, there's people that they live until 100, 105, and people always ask them, what's the secret to long life? And they'll say, well, I do this every day, or I did this, or I was happy, or I did this. And I really wonder if you ask them, most of the time the reporters and people asking don't ask this question, but I would love to know, were you obedient to your parents? And I bet that in almost every case, the people might say, well, they were hard sometimes, or they did this or that, but yeah, I obeyed them. I was obedient. I loved my parents. I followed their instruction. It would not surprise me in the least if reporters and people asking those questions, what's the secret to long life, if this was actually the common denominator. Now, again, parents, we don't get off so easy. In the last chapter, it was wives, obey your husbands. And then husbands, you don't get off so easy so quickly. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. It's like, holy cow, how do we do that? That's impossible, God. And again, with God, everything is possible. With man, there are things that are impossible. And here, Paul is going to tell children to obey their parents, but he's going to immediately follow that up with something that it troubles me. It troubles me as a parent, as a father. Let's continue. Verse 4. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. This word exasperate, I think most parents can probably get a sense of what Paul is saying here. The word that's being used here, when you read what the commentaries and the scholars say, it's basically don't provoke them to anger. Don't provoke them to resentment or wrath. And this is a troubling thing, right? Because if you're a parent, if you currently have young children or teenage children, as I do, you know that this is a fine line. There is no black and white between what is proper discipline and what is exasperation, because there are times where we can just throw excess rules on our kids and maybe come down on them too hard, and we're actually exasperating them. And there are times where they need a very heavy hand. They need a firm hand. They need rebuke. They need correction. And from our perspective, their response looks the same to both. They're angry. They're upset. They don't want to talk to us. And especially in our modern context, right? The everything in our world today is trying to tell us, hey, we've got to be best friends with our kids, and we don't want them angry at us. We want them loving and cherishing, and we need all of these happy feelings and emotions, and this idea of having to do the tough love parenting thing is not so promoted in our culture now. And so if you are actually correcting children, then it can be a very hard line to walk. But I know for me that there are definitely times where I'm too hard, especially on my son. And And I think this can be personality driven as well. One of my daughters, just her personality is given over to just wanting to be combative and fight. And so I think with my son and one of my daughters, it's much easier to do this than with the other two of my children. And I have to be really intentional, and I want to be more intentional about this. This is the thing that troubles me. I don't want to exasperate them. I do want to bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. It's something that I desperately want to do. I pray it every day over my children that they will not turn away from the Lord, not even for a minute over the course of their life. Now, when I'm praying that over them, doesn't mean I don't think that they're not going to sin. They're not going to struggle. They're not going to have times where they really mess up. That's everyone. Turning away from the Lord is what so many people nowadays are doing, where they're just like, I don't want to follow God. I don't want to be a Christian anymore. I'm not going to church. I'm not going to do any of this kind of stuff. I'm going to go off and do my own thing. I pray every day that they will never turn away from the Lord, that they will have, that the Lord will have their heart every single day of their life. And I want to be the best parent that I can be. And I fully believe that prayer does not absolve us from being good parents. Again, Paul is giving very specific instruction here. It's like, don't do this one thing, parents, but instruct them in the ways of the Lord. I feel like this is not the only thing as parents that we should avoid not doing around our children, but this is important enough where Paul is basically, this is the one thing I'm going to throw at you, fathers. Don't do this. And it's probably the one thing that fathers are most prone to doing, if we're all honest with each other. And so this is probably at the top of the list that we should be mindful of and intentional about. But I think the number one thing to combat this and to actually be a blessing into our children's lives and to actually bring them up in the instruction of the Lord is to pray for them. Pray for them every day. Pray for them intentionally, even if you have to write out a prayer that you pray over them every single day, just so you remember to do it. It's powerful. And I believe that's one of the most powerful things we can do for our children is to pray for them. Number one, there's actually a real God in heaven who hears our prayers. And secondary to that, and I mean a big second to that, because he really hears our prayers and he really responds. But second to that, if we're praying for our children every single day, it's going to make us more intentional about doing the things that Paul says to do here and not doing the things that he says not to do. Not exasperating, but bringing them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. I need more grace in this. And I'm sure if you're a parent listening to this right now, you're probably nodding your head saying, you need more grace in this too. We all need more grace in this. Because if there's one thing that continually presses on people to show us how inadequate we are, it's in parenting. Parenting is one of those things where we realize day in and day out that, man, I don't have all the tools I need for this. I need your help, Lord. We need his help. We really do. So Lord, help us. Help us be better parents. Give grace to our children to obey us, and that we would not demand obedience. Again, just like we talked about last week with the husbands and wives, husbands, if you are telling your wives, you better obey me because that's what the Bible says, you've really already kind of lost the battle there. You've really lost a whole bunch. And parents, if we are having to constantly say, you'd better obey me, you'd better do exactly what I say, we've probably already lost. The much better way to demand and command obedience is to be the kind of person that our children would want to obey. And I know that I'm not always that person. I am not always that person. And that's the grace that I want. Not just to be a good parent, but to be the kind of parent that my children want to obey. That's what I want the grace for. And I pray that for you as well. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.